plastic crap, and it solves a stupid problem that nobody's ever had.
You wanna stick it on the internet to make a couple bucks, cause nobody's ever told you that your Kickstarter sucks.
Tell them, Mike and JF.
Your Kickstarter sucks.
Your Kickstarter sucks.
Your Kickstarter sucks.
Hey, Mike, KJF. I'm calling in because you guys are talking about Panera Bread, and I have a little story. It triggered it in my head. You know, we have the COVID and all this shit, and so we've been working from home since March, and about a month ago, my boss started making us come back into the office, and the problem with that, I guess, is that he likes to have meetings, closed door meetings, and not wear a mask. So anyway, I'm calling you from day two of quarantine because my boss potentially gave me COVID. I don't know yet because I'm waiting on the test results. But he did give me a $5 gift card to Panera Bread. So I'll be able to buy about maybe half of a bread bowl. I don't know. Maybe I hope they deliver because I can't go out of the house right now. So it's always good, and stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Mike, how are you?
What's that?
Huh? What's that?
It is a beautiful Sunday. Rainy. I think people would describe this weather as shitty.
People would say shitty, yeah.
I love it, though. I love it. Kind of a sort of an optimist, sort of a glass half full. People walk in the room and say, "What's that glass half? It's goddamn half empty." I say, "Look again."
What? Look again.
Change your perception on it. You know.
Okay.
How about that guy at the top of the thing with all of his problems, huh? Your boss gave you a gift card. What do you want him to do? Give you the day off? You want him to stop making money for one day? Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's interesting there that I actually hadn't considered that.
Your boss has a slip fee at the marina he has to pay, you son of a bitch.
You know, you know who probably had the biggest slip fee of all time?
Who?
I think it was probably the burglars from the Home Alone series of films. Those guys were probably...
Yeah.
Or they?
Oh man, I hope they had insurance on
the Wet Bandits, right? Yeah, that
great commercial for insurance. You need to get Mitch on the horn.
That actually is a legitimately good idea. Now, I don't think we necessarily have to pivot to like becoming marketing guys who come up with commercial ideas.
We totally do.
We actually do because
coked out marketing guys.
Yeah.
Hitting the strip club on a Wednesday.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Maybe the drive-through strip club now. I think those are,
yeah,
right.
They put like their titties in like one of those bank tubes. Send them out to you. You look at them, look them over, uh-huh. And put the money uh-huh. in, and send them back.
That is a good idea. So basically, the way that the way that it would work, in the commercial is
the bank tube thing. It would never work.
I can identify one.
I was joking.
Two problems.
I was joking. It was a joke.
The thing we were serious about though was the insurance commercial. and there is like a precedent for this, right? Like, haven't they brought back like you know what? I fucking saw.
Yeah.
And the only time I really see commercials anymore, of course, is when I'm watching live sports. Because for anything else, there's just no reason to actually turn the TV on. I feel like, but
unless you're watching Schitt's Creek on ABC.
And people do watch that, don't they? People watch the shit out of Schitt's Creek.
I guess.
They love it.
I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is. Don't even know if that's the right network. I know Ed O'Neill is in it, I think, right?
No, he's not.
Al Bundy? What's that show?
That's Modern Family. That's been off the air for a number of years, yeah.
The hell is Schitt's Creek? The hell
Schitt's
is that?
Creek is the very bushy eyebrow gentleman from the American Pie films.
Oh, Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy, huh. Yes, yes, yes. And then, of course, Catherine O'Hara, right? Is that her name from...
Is she also in it?
Yes.
I might have to give it a spin now because she's an absolute delight.
She's really great. But here's what I will say. I think there's about 180 episodes of the show.
Oh, I'm out. Sorry, Kat. you had me for a second.
There are so many fucking episodes of the show. It's 60. Okay, there's only 80. There's 80 episodes. That's too much, too. I don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need it. Anyways, what the fuck were you talking about? Oh, but I was going to say, they have brought back characters from the past to be in current day. I saw a commercial where Casper showed up.
Casper, gosh. Friendly ghost. Huh?
And he looked the same. That's what's so incredible. The guy looked exactly, didn't age a day.
They must have used that Irish man de-aging on that guy, man, because he looked phenomenal.
I mean, he's already old. He died, so therefore he's old. Haven't seen the film. Anyways, I think you could bring those guys back. What are the guys' names who played the Wet Bandits? Come on, we know this. We can do this.
Daniel Stern, Joe Pesci.
And Joe Pesci. So you bring them back. Daniel Stern is looking a little worse for, I mean, it's not the 90s anymore. I mean,
they've been doing this for, you know, 20 yes. years. I'm getting tired of this. We're going to have to, you know, get some body insurance.
You know what I would do? I would actually bring it back where the iron was still on his head, right where he gets hit with the hot.
Yeah. They're you know what? And he's like, "Hey Marv, is this covered? Hey Marv, is this covered?" And he gets hit by the and Marv is like looking at the, and of course nothing is.
He's looking through the policy documents.
Everything is out of network and, you know.
Oh, okay. We could actually make this a Trump ad. This could be an ad for Trump. And he's Joe Biden's going to bring back whatever it is, a pre-existing condition, whatever they're saying now, right?
And Joe Biden's going to bring back the days when two guys would break into your home, terrorize your kid.
That's actually better than what they're doing. That's actually the better thing. Yeah, it would actually be smarter and more coherent if they were doing that rather than the dropping off the laptop story. But it is a good thing that they're dumb and evil, because if they were smart and evil, that would be worse for us, right?
Well, here's the thing. All these guys, you know, it's funny now because they're dumb and inept, all these guys and all these people in positions of power, because they keep stepping on their own dicks. But one day they're not going to step on their own dicks. They're going to get better at this, and they're going to get, I mean, they're going to destroy the entire world.
It's bad enough as it is. I mean, it does, it absolutely does have some comic relief moments, but it is bad enough as it is. But yeah, the smart guy who will not do anything funny is going to be a real, I mean, the smart guy who comes on there, like you say, and ruins the world without saying stuff like a New York gossip, like that's going to be really, you know, he's just going to be some cruel guy.
There's
going
to be a time when you hearken back to, wasn't that quaint of Trump to talk about the nipples protruding?
God.
Wasn't that the good old days? When
fuck me. That ain't good to think about, is it?
When Barron gets into power,
God.
It's over for you, hoes.
My very tall son, Barron. What is that guy's fucking deal?
And you're not gonna be able to reach him to stop him because he's 7'100", dude. He's so tall.
So tall.
What are you gonna do to me up here? Swatting fucking planes out of the air.
Yes, swatting planes and such on the Empire State Building.
We can't stop him. He's too powerful.
What do you think the king, when they bring King Kong back, is he gonna do that? Because he's coming to America, right? He's coming, the next movie that they're doing, it's King Kong versus.
I don't think he's coming right now because of coronavirus. So I think he's all flight plans for him are on whole all vacation. He ain't going nowhere.
I think he's wearing a big mask. I think that's a good visual gag for them to do is when they bring King Kong over in the big cage. And the guy is so hubristic. He has no idea what he's done bringing him to the United States of America on American soil. And they're swinging him through the streets of New York in the cage. And then he he like hits like a, like what's a big piece of cloth that would be in New York? Oh, like Chris Christie's bath towel is hanging out to dry and he, sorry if that's not okay to say. I'm sorry if that's not okay. But remember, he was at the beach. He shouldn't have been at the beach, okay?
He shouldn't have been at the beach that one time. They had the drone. They took a picture of him. Shouldn't have been at the beach. The whole family at the beach.
Yeah.
Beach was closed. And he did Bridgegate, whatever the hell.
Whatever that was. Didn't seem like it was
bad
good.
Man.
Yeah. He's a bad guy. Man. So it's actually okay to take a low blow at him there. And it's acceptable to say that his big beach towel would cover up King Kong's face and King Kong would go P-U, and then that would be sort of the comedy of the film, which is I'm looking forward to it. Go get your tickets now. Actually, tickets are available now on sale for King Kong versus America coming soon. Mike, normally at this point we would do an update on an old Kickstarter. That's what we would normally do, right? Do you remember this?
Yeah, but this is not a normal month, JF. This is the month of treats and tricks. This is,
yeah,
This is the devil's playground.
The month. It's the devil's playground month. Yes, I was waiting for you to add month on the end. Devil's playground month. That's correct. And so I thought what we would do instead is we recently did we've done a bonus episode for the YKS Premium Patreon crew that will actually, Mike, this will actually take the place of the mailbag episode this month. So of course we do the.
We're not doing a mailbag.
We're not doing a mailbag
people
episode.
People are
going to
be disappointed by that. People are going to be.
What I thought was interesting when we did this, when we introduced this, the second grouping there, the other tier, the Squeeze Louise tier, for a couple extra bucks a month, you get another episode and a bunch of newsletters and some other bonuses and so forth. I was surprised that the reaction from some people seemed to be, we're mad that we can't hear the mailbag episode anymore, which I always assumed was the lowest effort, least interesting bonus episode that we did. Come to find out, it's actually one of the most beloved, where we go through and eat hot noodles and go into the fucking microphone over and over again. So whatever reason, that's a very popular thing. What we'll be doing this week instead, because it is Miketober and Miketober continues, it felt weird to go to the mail. I've actually been too scared to go to the mailbox, I'll be honest, because of Miketober.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, like I said, treats, tricks.
Well, because that's the thing about it is we go to the mail. It's not just a normal mailbox. It's a P.O. box. And so a P.U. box in our case. And what I was concerned with is that I would open up the P.U. box and I would see some kind of monster in there. I would see like a gremlin.
Or a bunch of springy snakes. And you don't want that when you're going to the mail.
Or from Men in Black, which is more of a Jesuary movie than a Miketober movie. I thought maybe I would open it up and there would be an entire universe inside the. And is that scary? I mean, in a way, it's like it is actually fairly horrific to consider.
I mean the implications of that are frightening.
Exactly.
Is it funny? Yeah. Also, it is.
It is funny as well because there's like a watch in there, and it's like, wow, I think it's their son. That's cute. But
yeah.
So I don't want to deal with any of that. In November I'll do that. Okay. I'll go in there.
So you didn't go to the mailbox.
I mean, I did, but I'm trying to say it's like that's where not. I still have to do it because they keep sending me emails like, come pick up your shit. And I'm like, okay. So I did, but I just, for the purposes of explaining why we're not doing a mailbag this month on the Squeeze Louise tier, that's what the explanation was. And what we'll be doing instead is we got a great episode talking about They Live with our friend Oliver Bakun on Twitter, a great artist, Oliver Leach. And as well, we got a new friend on there, right? Is that not accurate?
Director Simon Barrett.
That's right.
Directed VHS, The Guest.
Which...
great fucking guy.
And it's already been... with the episode's already on wax up. We've already recorded it, so I've fucked up, and I said that I had not seen The Guest yet, and I need to go rectify that immediately. But I actually had seen the VHS movies already before I knew anything about Simon, and I thought they were very cool. Very, very scary, actually. I think the horror vignette is a cool... I think that's cool, and I don't know that it's worked every single time I've seen it, but I like the idea of you got a scary idea, get in, get out. You don't necessarily have to bog it down with all of the, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like they get, there's just so much you have to add in to make it a full movie, and you're like, eh.
You should watch Creepshow.
Creepshow is another one like
Creepshow,
that?
And Creepshow 2. Yeah, it's a series of short stories-ish. Kind of thing.
Oh, because we, you know what?
Tales from the Dark Side, also another.
My wife and I watched the Del Toro was involved. The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. We watched that not that long ago as well.
Yeah.
And I think a similar idea where it's like, does every single one of these hit? No, but there's some creepy stuff in all of them. You know, you don't necessarily have to stick around for the full 90 minutes to see the scary ghost or whatever. I think that's cool.
Right.
Anyways, with those guys, we did They Live, which I thought was pretty cool and worth worth talking about. Roddy Piper, Keith David in that film as well. So maybe if you haven't seen that or haven't seen it in a while, prepare yourself. Go and watch that and get excited to go on the Squeeze Louise episode there and listen to it. But since we had two guests on for that episode, we were absolutely wilding out and we did not get a chance to do some of the segments we had planned for later in the program. So I thought we would go ahead and just do that now. And this will be, so this will serve as a make good for what we didn't get to do in the episode that's already recorded, and also a preview for the episode that the listeners haven't had a chance to hear yet. Right. So kind of an awesome idea by me.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. It is good. I'm still going to keep gassing myself up here and saying it is good. Okay. I do deserve love. Right. I did have a good idea and I'm not worthless. And so this is the thing we do on the Miketober episodes. We have it's called the Peanut Gallery. We open it up to the fans, the horror fans out there, and say, you know, what do you think about this movie? So we've got a few questions here. Mike, this is from our friend Fart Hammer, who asks, what movie would you replace the lead with? So who would you choose to take Keith David's place, basically? And how much better would that movie then become? So who comes to mind for you, if anyone, to take over Keith David's co-starring role in this film? Anybody?
I think he's asking, what movie would you replace the lead with Keith David? Keith
David. Oh!
Phenomenal actor.
He's saying he likes Keith David and wants... Okay, sorry, yeah. I misunderstood. No, you're right. That is what it seems like. Okay, so put Keith David in a different movie, and what do you like? Is it better?
Oh my God, I would put him in so many things. He was so great. He was in The Thing.
Right.
And They Live.
Yep.
I would like to see like a multi action movie like Escape from New York, Escape from LA.
Yes. Okay.
Keith David kicking ass over multiple movies.
That's pretty
just
cool.
He's just a good dude, seems like.
I thought one of the coolest parts in the movie, and we do talk about it in the episode, is how they really let him hang around and hold his own against Roddy Piper in the extended fight scene. I think that's cool.
He wasn't just like a side character. He was like also a main character.
Yeah, he really is.
He was in the movie.
Yeah. He's really in the movie. He's actually in the movie.
I mean, he gets killed later. I mean, spoiler. Sorry.
Sorry.
I just fucked it up. I just fucked up.
And Dan, put a bleep on the where Mike says what happens there. So I think we've seen. It's almost too easy to say put him in like Alien, because we've seen him in these basically classics of the genre, right? Thing and They Live.
Man, what if he's like Schwarzenegger's role is in The Predator or something?
Oh, wow. That would be cool. I mean, yeah. You can't take Schwarzenegger out of Predator, but maybe just have him in there.
You want ugly motherfucker.
What about this? What about instead of a classic, maybe more of a modern classic? I don't know if you actually know. I don't think you've seen the movie. You haven't seen Avatar, have you?
Yeah, we watched it on the show. I think it was on in the background.
Okay.
At one point.
All right. Well, shut up.
What was up with those blue guys?
All right. What is the guy's name who plays the big Avatar. Meanie, the big mean guy?
Scott Avatar.
It's not Scott.
Hey, Scott Avatar, welcome to my planet. Kick your feet up. Have a seat.
I don't know. Is this planet the same as Earth? Yeah, it's basically the same.
It's basically the same. We just have, you know, unobtainium and stuff. Different from you guys.
Oh, no, I think we have that. I'm talking about the role of Miles Quaritch, who is the colonel of, like, the Space Marines in Avatar, who is essentially the antagonist of the film. He's got this cool, like, face scar from where he's been doing space battles. I think it would be cool to kind of see Keith David as this guy, because later he gets into a mech, right? And he's like slapping guys around. I think that's kind of a badass. And he'd be older, but I think that'd be kind of cool.
That guy who plays that guy looks like a Duke Nukem.
He does, yeah.
Looks exactly.
He actually does, yeah. Let's see. We got one from Dereal Fuckboy, It says, how many times has JF complained about this not being scary? So I, and you got me dead to rights.
Did you complain? Did you complain?
I didn't complain. I don't want to give it all away, but I liked the movie. Okay. So
Fuckboy says you complained and you cried home to your little mommy. He said that.
I think when I had first gotten started on thinking about what Miketober would eventually hold for me as a viewer and as a noob, I did think that there would probably be a lot of actually like terrifying movies. But if you really think about it, that's not what Mike likes. Mike is not sitting around watching like Paranormal Activity or whatever. He's not watching the ones that are actually like, I mean, I'm sure you've seen most of that shit, but you're not into bone chills, mm-hmm. right? You're into just like weirdo stuff.
Yeah. I like the cool stuff, you know, the witches.
Slick stuff, neat stuff.
I think the scariest film's probably The Witch and It Follows, but I mean, it's not like the crux of what I just like, good, funny stuff. 80s in particular. So like the best decade for movies, the 80s. So good.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I do.
I don't know about that.
I asked several prominent movie
people. So
just
like that, you're going to completely erase all of the work of the 1910s. You say, no, we don't care about the 1910s anymore. Okay. That's really interesting. I disagree.
What about 1910s, cops and robbers.
I mean, I guess. What else would it be? What else would it be? Like, there's the 1912, the number one grossing movie in America, A Piece of Paper. This is just a long shot of a piece of paper that the guy looks at for a while.
My Gal Sally.
Oh, boy. And that one was, guy. That was hot. That was a hot film.
Yeah, that one was banned. They could not show that.
Let's see. ZC Vivo says, if you could have some They Live glasses of your own, what style of eyewear would they be? So in the film, if you haven't seen it, they do transition from sort of like very basic back of a comic book magazine sunglasses to contacts at a certain point, right? That's the progression of the technology.
Fun fact, those glasses are holdover props from Big Trouble in Little China, the sunglasses.
Oh!
From that film, another John Carpenter film. But I would choose some big glasses like Roy Orbison wore. I thought he had the dark rim glasses.
Yes.
Nice pair of glasses.
I think as far as glasses go, I think a nice big pair of sparkly Elton John glasses I think would be really fun.
Something just low-key like that, yeah.
Yeah, something where it just sort of like... Because you don't want to draw attention to the fact that you're able to see... You know, what's really going on there?
A pair of New Year's celebration glasses, say 2014, and there's no possible way to put the four into the eye socket, so it looks really shitty.
Do you think they put
Why are you wearing the 2014 New Year's?
That's ironic.
Pay no attention to what I'm doing.
You could do that. You could also do the cool, what's the guy's name from Star Trek? Who is that with the the laser on his eyes? What is that guy? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Geordi.
Geordi. Yes, I think that would be LaForge. Pretty cool. You could also do, how about this? How about bring back Google Glass?
You know what? We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Because I thought of that when we... But I liked the Google Glass. All right, so sue me, okay? I thought it was an interesting thing that they were trying.
Okay, you actually might get sued.
Too bad it sucks, and it's stupid, but...
There might be some litigation if you do think Google Glass is a good idea. There might be some problems with that. Big Goron Sword finally asks, if the glasses in this movie were real, who would be the first person you check to see if they are an alien / whatever? Now... As soon as I saw this question from, I guess, last week or whatever it was, the absolute first thing I thought of was Pelosi, because this was like the day of or the day after she had that infuriating interview on television where she was like fake smiling through the whole thing, where I think it was Wolf Blitzer of all people who was putting the screws to her about like, don't you think there are lots of people who actually do need money right now and can't afford for you to... fuck around on what $500,000 a year earners are going to get on mortgage or whatever. I don't even know what it is. You know, I don't know what it is, so it doesn't matter, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, the problem is these Democrats want to funnel money to these Democrat-run cities that are run very poorly,
right,
by the way.
Right.
And a lot of them hate Mr. Trump, which is coincidental, and it's also unfortunate for the kind folks who live there.
Right, right. It's too bad, yeah. But like, for instance, Trump, I have no doubt, is 100% human. I have no, because that's humanity. That's the bleak truth of humanity is Donald Trump, right? He's just pure id, right? He's just a total moron.
He's just pure 80s, Coke nostalgia. Yeah. I mean, just fucking.
He sucks. He sucks. And it's clear that is.
Like, he's just Ted DiBiase mixed with Biff Tannen and just.
That's our DNA. That's our DNA 100%. But I think I would definitely take a look at if, you know, out of the realm of politics. I mean, basically anybody with a massive YouTube channel, I'd want to get a once over on those guys. The ones that are, I mean, they're selling me something, but I don't know what it is. I just can't.
Yeah.
The whole YouTube stuff. YouTube eludes me, and K-pop eludes me, and the baking shows elude me. So you line up all
these
those.
These are circles that we're just not in. We're just not in these
that's right.
circles, and we need to be. We need to be doing makeup with Jeffree Star, and we need to be on giving away a Lamborghini with Mr. Beast. We need to be doing all of these things.
I would love that. That would make my day to give away makeup and cars and go to the suicide forest with all of our fans. You know, that would be great. We're just not there yet. But if you think about it, we're only in our early to mid-30s.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I was going to say we should hold a contest where we give away some makeup. Wouldn't that be nice?
Why don't we do that?
A tube of lipstick.
Why don't we do that? What, are you scared of that?
We could do it. I'm not scared of nothing.
What have we given? We've given away in the past a lot of great stuff that I think people have really enjoyed.
We've given away several toasters.
I think let's do a makeup thing. I'll go to the store. I will get some. What's a good makeup type? What's a good type of makeup? Revlon?
You're going to go to the store?
Yeah, I'll just go to the store and get some. What, dude? That's not good? Okay.
I think this is a bad idea.
Okay, so
maybe we should.
Some of our makeup wearing listeners, please let us know what a good type of makeup is. Does Kim Kardashian have makeup?
And then what are we going to do? Are we going to give, we're going to give it to one person, or what are we, what are you going to do? How are you going to do
this?
I
don't know. What does it come
this
in?
This was a mistake. I think it comes in tubes, most of it. Creams and stuff.
Well, yeah, if it's on the internet, it definitely comes in tubes.
Stupid.
All right. Well, that's enough of that. We're going to go think about makeup. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more YKS in just a second. Mike, we're doing a YKS show today, and that means it's also sponsored by Wipers123.com. They're our friends. We're friends with them. We're very close friends with the people at Wipers123.com. And here's the thing. They're focused on one thing and one thing only. Selling premium wiper blades and providing premium service, that's two things. Also, the third thing is being our friends, and that's actually number one on the list. What do you think about that? Pretty special, huh?
No matter what you're driving, Wipers 123 has a wiper blade that's going to fit your vehicle. Their massive inventory covers 99% of all vehicles on the road right now.
Yeah, so it's not for the 1%, but it's for the rest of us, right? Just the regular, the lunch pail.
That's good, because politics.
Okay. Well, it was politics from a long time ago, which means it's safe to talk about in an ad. listen, wipers123.com is the only place you can purchase the Typhoon Speed Set wiper blades. These things are so fast, you probably won't even see them on your car is how fast they go. Like some famous characters from other intellectual properties that Wipers123 and YKS Corp do not own the rights to use. But imagine there's like a little, like for instance... What if there was
Fasty, the groundhog,
and he's green, and the redesign is actually making a lot of people quite angry. So that's one you can think of. That's a guy that's very fast, and these things blow him out of the water, which is where he lives. Maybe could be cool. These things are all American made. Okay, they're all weather. They're all premium beam blades that feature quick click technology, sort of like a. My gaming mouse I use to play games.
Oh my god, yeah, quick click. Nice. Shoehorn that in there. Guarantee you guys will have these installed in 30 seconds. I'm a total idiot. I have an IQ of I mean, what's the lowest possible IQ you could have? I probably have that. And I install these things, no problem. Actually, it was a problem for me. I had to go back a couple of times and do it. But you guys will be fine.
You guys are going to be okay, because you actually know the Mike's number one problem was, where is his car? That was his main issue.
Where is the car? Getting out of the house is this. I mean, it was half a day for me. But you guys,
the thing about Mike when he goes to put on his wiper blades, this takes up most of his time. Is he's carrying a large stick in his mouth while he tries to exit the door,
and
he just can't
get out the door, and I can't.
Like, Mike, you can't take your stick with you everywhere you go. I don't want the stick, okay? You don't need me to protect the stick from me. I'm your friend.
I really want the stick, and I'm not letting you know.
Where do you think you got the stick in the first? I'm the reason you have the stick. And then we need to foster some trust around here. And you should foster some trust as well with our personal, close, best friends that we've known for a very long time, the folks at wipers123.com. Okay, what are you going to do about it? You've got me cornered in the alley, and you've got your switchblade out. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do? Give me a promo code, quote by man given promo code.
Recently given promo code. That's right. The promo code, here's the most important thing you're ever going to want to know in your life. The promo code is your Kickstarter sucks. It's all caps, but it probably doesn't matter. I would say do all caps anyways. Your Kickstarter sucks. You're going to get $10 off your order of speed sets. That's only if you go to wipers123.com and use the promo code your Kickstarter sucks for $10 off your orders of speed sets. Wowee, they're fast. Oh, it's the six-pack time. It's time to do the six-pack. Mike, we got six Kickstarters. We're going to talk about them. I don't really give a damn who goes first, as long as it's me. Little Henry Ford action for that ass. Let's talk about the first thing on the list here, Mike. It's called Anti-Social Skills. Okay, you've heard of social skills. Yes?
Yeah. Heard of it.
Yeah. You've heard of it when you go to your psychologist and they say they give you a little printout at the end that says this is the stuff you need to work on.
These are stuff you're missing.
And first of all, it's a mile long as well, though. It's longer than a CVS receipt.
Yeah. What did I buy? A tube of lipstick?
We can go to CVS and do it.
Just pop in CVS and
okay.
Get a bunch of junk and then mail it to somebody. They'll enjoy that.
I actually did. I was cleaning up the kitchen the other day, and I looked on the refrigerator, and I saw a little thing on there that said, hey, the next time you come into Walgreens, here's $2 off of your next purchase at Walgreens. And I had it magneted onto the side of the refrigerator, and I just had to go, well, I guess that's expired. It says use in the next 7 days. I haven't been there in the last 7 days, so I guess that's just fucking down the drain. You know, and I guess there's, you have to move on at a certain point, but it just sucks.
Because you did all the work of putting it on the magnet, you know, on the
thing. Think about that. I drove home with that piece of paper, what, in my pocket, I guess?
Yeah. I had to make sure not to throw it out the whole way home. I had to try to resist the temptation to litter the entire way home, like you love to do, and it must have been insanely hard for
of course,
to roll down the window.
I mean, if you think about all the stuff I've thrown out onto the road since, it's like maybe it's because that was months ago. So it's like, is that a huge loss? No, I mean, I've got a big jar of iced tea that just exploded onto the road as I was doing 65.
Fucking,
you know,
slamming it out the road.
I'm one of those guys that changes my baby in the parking lot and then leaves the parking lot and puts the diaper on the ground, hoping someone steps on it, I guess, that's how I get my jollies. I don't know what that's about.
Somebody will get this.
I mean, what the fuck? I mean, some people, come on, you gotta click, come on, hey, come on.
Yeah.
People say a lot of times we don't do enough good stuff on here. So I guess that's my thing. It's like, come on, can you fucking just pick up after? I say this all the time with my kids. Can you pick up after yourself? At least don't unleash Russian active measures on the house to make it worse than it is.
Yeah.
It's one thing for it to be, but you're making it gross on purpose. You're picking up the trash and then like putting it on the ground. It's not goes on the ground. It goes on the trash.
Get him. Get those kids.
I hope they don't listen to this. Mike, it's anti-social skills. This is a party game written by comedians, so you know it's written good. Okay, first joke out of the gate. So you can tell there that was a bit of a funny. It's actually, I mean,
Oh, so you know it's written well. That's the tagline of the a party game written by comedians, so you know it's written good. That's funny right off the bat. Okay.
I mean, is it the funniest thing I've ever heard? Yes. So unfortunately, from here, unless I'm going to set a new record with every sentence, it's going to be downhill, but hopefully it'll still be good enough to get your cash. Okay, this is antisocial skills, the perfect way to make an A-double-S of yourself, antisocial skills, ASS. That's awesome. Whether you're socially distanced or together safely with friends. We built this game.
My cat wants to go in the bedroom. I got to let her in. Hang on.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just keep talking.
Go ahead.
I mean, you get it. We've done enough of these. You know what the game is. We built this game from the ground. I'm starting to panic seeing that he's not here listening to me. What do I say? How do I react without someone's face staring at me while I just read off of the page? We built this game from the ground up to work great in person or over video chat, like Zoom. Then we hired 7 of the funniest comedians working today to write the funniest party game of all time. Oh, couldn't do 8 of the funniest comedians? So,
yeah,
too bad. Chris Rock was there. It was like he was waiting. Chris Rock had his quill pen ready to write some jokes, but he just didn't make the cut. Okay. Players take turns as judge who will present a ridiculously charged situation. Okay. Then everyone chooses a line from their hand to respond with and acts it out in the funniest way they can. Of course, you will. I'm guessing after the first round, you will give up on the acts it out condition of the game because it's just basically we're just reading the jokes to each other.
Yeah, that's it. I can see you probably just giving up and reading the cards. Sitting around.
I mean, are you really getting up out of your seat? You've got headphones on. You're getting up out of your seat to act out the, like, Florida man joke that's in the... I mean, probably not. how you deliver your line is important, it says here. And it's like a little poem that says, hey, you are what you eat and I am an asshole. And they're holding flowers while they're...
That one I like.
Anyway, the next thing is sometimes there's a challenge, like read your line like William Shatner, or find a prop in the room to really sell your line. These make it more challenging and hopefully funnier, too. So there's the challenge. They actually will throw down the gauntlet on your ass and say, it's time to go find a prop in your room. Okay, you can't just, I mean, this is cardio as well, so let's get up, let's shake the sillies.
I'm William Shatner. Hey.
Yeah.
Ooh, this planet. I hope this planet has babes. I hope his planet has green babes on it.
Two Star Treks in one episode? Are we really about to do this thing? Are we really about to go full on Star Trek on their asses?
Is this the Trek episode?
Why not? Why don't we have another show where we just watch all of the Star Treks and we call it the Star Trek, the very big Star Trek show?
Why not? We can do whatever we want.
We honestly can do whatever we want. That's insane.
People love us unconditionally.
A lot of the same people, I think, will hate us.
We'll follow you to the end of the earth. Yeah, people constantly email us and say how much we suck.
Yeah, and it's too bad. The judge awards 1 point to the funniest player or 2 points if there was a challenge. Then the winning player becomes the next judge after 8 situations. The player with the most points wins. Okay, so very classic setup there. And this is a game born of the pandemic, yeah?
I was just curious here. It says find a prop in the room to really sell your line, and the line is, that's how we do it in Margaritaville, son. Fuck around with my salt and find out. So you're spiking like a salt shaker or something.
I guess you could just hold it and then like fake
throw it on the
ground. Because honestly, where are you gonna get another salt shaker unless like a podcast sends one to you as a joke? You're probably not gonna get
did we do?
I don't know. They designed this before the pandemic, okay, but then they redesigned it to be playable over Zoom, which I don't know what you could possibly do to tweak cards to be more readable at the computer. But it says, one of the first playtesters we brought in was close friend John Reinman, former head monologue writer for The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Now, of course, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon is famous for its funny monologues, so... Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be at least a couple of gut busters in this. But there's also more comedians as well. If for some reason you don't like the monologues, on Jimmy Fallon. Let's see. There's a what they got here. Oh, there's also a celebrity thing, but I think they're just trying to get you to get the celebrities to post about the game. So there's like Battle of the Beef. You can get Wendy's or Burger King to tweet about it, and then you get 5 extra cards if a celebrity tweets it. And then the celebrity wins a free boxed version of the game. So like Betty White could potentially get the
What? Okay.
Because she's facing off against Rebecca Black. Black versus White. It says black and white Wendy's, cookie, it says. But
Wendy's versus Burger King. Oh, I wonder if Wendy's social media team would ever tweet about something stupid. You have to there's no way to possibly tell.
I think this actually even flows like I think this is well below what even Wendy's would post about as far as stupid bullshit.
Probably, yeah.
They anyways, bunch of crap on here. There's an expansion they're promising or whatever. Let's watch the video and get an idea of how this game is actually played.
It's Antisocial Skills, the party game written by comedians, so you know it's written good.
If the game is taking shits in gas stations, I'm Tom fucking Brady.
Scuba gear? I thought you said tuba gear. Those kids are probably dead.
Necrophiliacs like to tag it, bag it, then bag it and tag it. Hey!
Hi, I'm late night veteran and boredom expert John Reinman. I wrote jokes for Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and Jay Leno, received multiple Emmy nominations, and now I'm finally ready for the big time, party card games. To make the greatest adult party card game of all time, I put together a literal murderer's row of comedy writers. True fans already know how...
It's not literally a murderer's row. That's... I mean, this is just another one. This is the thing. It's like, I feel like we're being sucked into this guy's world where everything's a joke. You know?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard for me to tell what's real and what's fake. And also, I feel like that's an idea we've already come up with. So you've got some comedians here. You've got some... I think some actual comedians that have been on stage. You've also got some just Twitter posting people as well, which is fine.
Who do we have? Who do we have in that group? Who do we have?
I don't know if there's anyone notable necessarily. No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. Maybe I can pull up some of their best posts and you just get an idea. But here's some of the game.
How funny they are. But for real, Abby has literally murdered a few people.
Okay, well, now he says it is literal.
Well, now he says she's actually murdered somebody. Yeah. I don't want to be involved with this. I have,
I mean, you know, this is a total liability for me and my family. I can't...
Epstein. The rules of the
game... I said Epstein as well.
Sunday morning, manic like Monday, and taco like Tuesday. You get an outrageous situation.
If that's true...
Yeah.
Then counter with a response.
If she had something to do with...
Yeah.
The Epstein case.
Right. Well, someone.
I mean, she shouldn't be on here. You know, first of all, she shouldn't be on here, period. She should be going to the Department of Justice with this information, whatever she has to offer. But
I don't know. I think a podcast could be a good way to sort of break this thing open.
By our team of comedy pros. John, please.
All right.
Pick a situation.
Here is your situation. You are at a family funeral. In the middle of the eulogy, your ringtone, Me So Horny by the Two Live Crew, goes off. Everybody turns and stares at you, and you say...
I would. Can I tell you what I would say before we even hear the choices?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be like, awkward. You know, if that happened.
I would say, that's my ringtone, Two Live Crew, Me So Horny. I said it because I'm always so fucking horny.
Yeah.
All the time. And this is... This may be a bad time for you, but it actually doesn't bother me. I have a severe problem with sex stuff, and I need to see someone about it.
I mean, also, even if I knew I was going to get a phone call, which, by the way, I didn't. It's not how I don't have, like, a set appointment to get a phone call right now. But even if I did, I wouldn't care because I'm just so far gone to the disease.
I just need it all the time.
Yeah.
I need it all the time. Somehow bringing the funeral down.
Everyone's like, we're kind of having a good time.
Jesus Christ, dude. We're all drinking and having little, cocktail weenie things on toothpicks or whatever.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those are actually really good.
What's up with, like, going to eat right after a funeral? What's up with that? Who wants to do that?
I could eat.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
You have like a funeral and then you like fucking go eat? Oh, is it like a big group?
All the funerals I ever went to had food, in the back. They had like a green room for the... Because that's the thing. It's like if you're a part of the family where somebody dies, you're like the celebrity of the day. So you get to have like the little green room in the back where you can go, hey, if things are getting too crazy, just head in the back. We got all the M&Ms with the green ones picked out because I know you said you didn't want any green M&Ms in there. We've got your water. We've got some, maybe some ladies from around town may just want to come by and just hang out back there for a while. You just go chill and then come back out and do the grieving thing.
Hey,
again.
You are getting horny at the funeral.
Well,
aren't you?
I've known a lot of people who died, so, you kind of get used to it at this point, you know, have a tough life.
Freak nasty.
What do they say?
Not to brag, but I've done all three kinds of sex.
Three? I've got some Googling to do later.
Okay, so that's one.
You are what you eat, and I am an asshole.
Throw in a challenge for kicks and extra points, and find out which one of your friends is the biggest ass. Okay, Abby Crutchfield, please, name a situation.
Here's your sitch. You're an actor taking a break from a shoot, and use a nearby bathroom where everyone hears you poop on a live mic. As you emerge, you announce to your colleagues,
we have a challenge. You must say a response like William Shatner.
It's called method acting, and method is Metamucil.
What? It's perfect.
So, anyway.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
Not one of my favorite things. Yeah. Well,
best of luck to you.
I know.
My friend.
I know.
This is where we part ways. Just keep saying that. I'm afraid your services are no longer required.
Yeah. Yeah. They,
It's time to go now.
I think a lot of these comedians on here use Twitter as like a form of therapy. And I don't know if they want to get any better or not, but. At the end of the day, this type of game here is just, I mean, you talk about showing your ass, making this game is showing your ass because I don't think it's very good. Okay. It's $25, $35, $125 if you want to host it, $250 you can get one of these folks to play it with you. And that would be good. I think that would be good for some reason to do. So right now it's got 6,594 of 10,000. 179 backers, 24 days to go for anti-social skills. Written good? I don't think so. And me not so horny. I'm giving this one the JF Thumbs Down Award of the Week. Mike, what do you got?
The JF Thumbs Down Award of the Week.
Yes. Yep.
I got the Trumpangutang. Trumpangutang.
It's a tough one. Plush doll. It's tough.
A plush doll relevant to our times. This is if you're anything like us, the past few years have been a nonstop barrage of absurdity and ridiculous. And why not lean in to that trend? This guy says we were tired of not having fun ways to vent our frustrations with the current administration. Now let's isolate that sentence.
Okay.
We were tired of not having fun ways to vent our frustrations with the current administration, and especially the president himself. So we decided to create a stuffing-filled outlet for our dissatisfaction. These guys had to do it. There was no other way to possibly vent their frustration
in a fun way.
So they had to create, orangutan who looks like Donald Trump, the Donald J. Trump president of the United States.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? They've got different outfits of him here. They've got, of course, the classic crazy yellow hair, the orange toned skin. The rest of him is just an orangutan, I think. So it's really only they didn't combine. You know what I mean?
This is so fucking stupid, dude.
It is, yeah.
I just scrolled down to the.
Did you see the
He's got a.
The last.
Yeah, pick. That's the one.
That's the money shot right there. We've got the backside of the orangutan in his prison outfit. He's got an orange jumpsuit on. He's got the backwards hat that says MAGA on it. And then, of course, the correctional facility he's imprisoned at is the Moron Alago. I don't know if it's Min or Max Security. Not clear.
Not clear at all. Federal, state.
Yeah. And why Trump's... I mean, Mar-a-Lago is a property owned by Trump, right?
Yeah, so they, I guess, took it. I guess what happened is...
Yeah, what happened?
Pelosi said enough is enough.
Finally.
Used her powers with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
And they took the presidency away from Donald Trump and said, here you go, Ms. Clinton. What's rightfully yours is rightfully yours. And they sent Donnie Trump to Mar-a-Lago, converted all of his property to a maximum security prison.
So basically what they've done is actually not that dissimilar from what people like Biden would have us do, which is you want to reform the police. You want to defund the police. Let's give them some more money. So basically they're punishing Trump by like upgrading his room in the hotel. It's like, yeah, well, it's a prison now, but it actually does cost a lot of money to
it's pretty nice. It's a pretty nice prison.
It's, and it hasn't been updated since the 80s. A lot of the rooms are still original 80s stuff. So obviously we've got to take care of that.
I mean, given the opportunity, wouldn't they probably do that?
Yes.
If they absolutely had to prosecute Donald Trump for anything, they would give him the leanest possible.
That's correct.
Like...
The idea of it happening at all is a complete fantasy,
it's so stupid, but...
If something were to happen, I think you are right, it is very similar, like, I hope you enjoy the next 10 years of your life as you're on this luxury cruise ship that's floating around the world, whatever the fuck. Yeah, that'll show his ass. Good luck getting hamburgers out there on the SS Orange Man. Actually, that sounds great to me. So this is just a little stuffy animal you get to cuddle if you're upset. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Nothing. Nothing wrong with that. It says if this idea is successful, we'll branch out into other forms of mockery. Think of these as three-dimensional political caricatures. That's kind of cool.
Wait, is it...
3D? Usually. What?
How can you do any more than what you've already... How could you improve on... Like, doesn't this say it all? He's kind of like an ape?
Well, how about this? A Moscow Mitch that looks like a turtle. A ratty Giuliani. And for the more internationally minded, a Vladimir Putin. This guy over there.
Fuck me. Putin. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna fucking blow.
Big resistance nut. Just shot out of my...
I think that the McConnell turtle thing is so fucking popular that almost should be the one they led with. Because I think he has a huge profile right now. People fucking hate his guy, and deservedly so. He's a big piece of shit. But I think he is more... The turtle to McConnell is like a smaller jump than a Trump to an orangutan, isn't it? I feel like that's right there. Why is that the second thing you're doing?
Trumpangutan. Trumpangutan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even a good alliteration here on the name.
There's nothing.
Fuck up the fucking...
It's orange. I mean, just say orange.
Orangutan. Why didn't you do that, you dumb assholes?
They thought too hard about this. They thought way too hard about this. I think it is... I don't know if I have anything... I don't think I have anything intelligent to say about this, but it is very strange how many... of our presidents do end up getting caricatured as apes. I mean, it does seem to happen a lot. I mean, Bush, I remember as well, of course. Right? What is the fucking fascination with this? With the thing where it's like, let's make them some of the coolest creatures on Earth.
Apes are so cool, dude. You see that ape is blasting cigs? You see
that? That was an orangutan also, wasn't it?
This. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Those dudes got it.
They got
it all figured out, man.
I love them so much. Gorillas are the scariest thing on the planet to me, to be perfectly honest. I'm more scared of a gorilla than anything. They're horrifying.
Some fucking orangutan just masturbating in the zoo. This guy's got it all figured out, man.
Well, I took that video when I went, was it last year or earlier this year when I went to the zoo in Memphis, and I saw the, my family saw the gorilla humping and then barfing and then eating the barf. I got that video. It was very good.
Man, that's a life, ain't it?
Yeah. Boy, how much to switch places with these guys for a day? Come to my job. I'll sit in there and eat my own barf.
I would love that, to do a podcast with it. I mean, it wouldn't go well, but I would have a great time.
Well, I mean, just honestly, I think at a certain point, just getting the headphones on the ape would be a victory you could kind of revel in. He looks so cool with the headphones on. And then, like, it's like having a kid. Like, you're exposing them to all this new stuff they've never heard before. Like, they've never heard the fucking Kinks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's so sick.
I play like a... Like, they've never even heard
69.
any of this. They'd be like, Jesus Christ, what is that? And I'd be like, it's from fucking Billy Madison, dude.
Yeah,
it's the wildest shit you've ever seen. He has to go back through school all over again. I'm like, fucking school. And I'm like, oh my God,
right?
School is, and we, I mean, we'd be here all day. Great episode though, if we could
somehow pull it,
I guess,
off.
if they could talk.
Yeah, if these apes could talk. Yeah, you get them through Billy Madison, you get them through Happy Gilmore, maybe even Little Nicky, and then they're like, wow, I really love this guy Adam Sandler. Has he done anything lately that I can watch? Like, well, we don't have... Anyway, we gotta go.
He died. I watched that Hubie Halloween, and I fell asleep.
No!
I mean, I was high as fuck, but I fell asleep towards the end of it. It was a big, corny movie.
Yeah.
Cornfest.
Yeah. The guy likes to be corny now. So, whatever. That's fine. We're not all going to be on our Billy Madison game forever. I'll tell you what I won't do. I'm not going to call his phone and leave him a voicemail about how he used to be funny. I'm not going to do that. Some people like to do. Chepangatan, $211 of 25K. Six backers, 25 days to go.
Well, I should mention this guy got reelectdonald.com. He got that URL.
Not that great of a URL.
Like a storefront for this.
Yeah.
Stupid shit.
That's not very good. Well, anyway. What else is on this site?
That's basically it.
Well, no, you click on fake news and it just says Kickstarter. Okay.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
Okay, it actually is. It's just nothing. All right, well, that's great.
It's a nothing burger.
Yeah.
Birder.
Nothing hand birder. Wow, speaking of hand birders, let's stay in the food realm. I'm going to talk to you, Mike, about Post App.
Welcome to the food realm.
Yeah.
Watch your step. Everything's made of food.
No! Vanish to the food
realm. You can't eat any of it, even though it looks delicious.
That actually is.
It tastes like it turned to ash in your mouth.
That's torture.
As soon as you take a bite.
You're describing torture.
That is a nightmare. That's a nightmare.
Putting a hot, fresh chicken McNug in your mouth, and it's just... You just choke on it.
Yeah. Tastes like crap.
Yeah. Pasta app. Make pasta in a tap. Learn and create special pasta dishes with the minimum you have at home and amaze your friends who have suddenly arrived. That's it. As if there could be anything else.
Learn and create special pasta dishes with the minimum you have at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
This is from our friends at Tutti Frutti Pasta App. Food
no,
app.
It's not.
It is. It's created by the Tutti Frutti gang. That's what it's called. Okay. Look, step one, choose your ingredients, okay? So you open up the app, and it has these little pictures that you do. You know, you ever do self-checkout at the store? You got these little pictures you can see there. You click on the pictures, okay? You choose your ingredients. In this one, it looks like they've chosen, I'm going to say olive oil, salt, garlic, looks like maybe... some sort of herbs there and some peppers. Then you choose your pasta. What pasta you got? Well, I got some spaghetti here. And then you go down here, you make your choice. Then you can choose fast, 3-minute, very spicy, or traditional classic. And then you get the text or the video recipe. And that part actually trips me up a little bit because it sort of implies that there will be a video for every conceivable combination of ingredient that you could have in your pantry to make a pasta dish out of, which I think there are probably more pasta dishes than there are grains of sand on the beach. I mean, I don't know how could you possibly, there's no way to make that many videos.
This is a crazy person idea. I mean, I guess the heart's in the right place. You know, you want to show people how to make pasta dishes. I guess just learn how to cook. He's got to learn how to cook a couple of different things and then make them sometime.
Sometimes if you want to, you don't have to. What is your go-to, pasta dish? Do you have one?
I'll do a puttanesca. Sometimes.
Yeah?
Salty, with the capers and the, good stuff.
Normally, I know you're pooting in the bathroom. I know you're doing a lot of pooting in there. But now you're...
Oh, God. Can we go one episode without you bringing up my pooting in the bathroom?
I hate the name of the pasta app.
Awful.
And the coloring on the thing, it's PA is one color. STA is another color. And then PP is another color.
Oh, I think you can probably get that looked at, Mike. If your PP is another color. Ugly.
I guess is it the Italian colors? You were just about to insult a whole country.
Uh-oh, I almost messed up. I almost said that having letters randomly colored green, white, and red on a blue background looked ugly. I'm glad I didn't say that. So yeah,
what did Jesse say? Can I do that? Is that allowed to do?
That one's okay for the next couple of years, but you probably do not have long on that one.
Okay.
You can get a premium account and voucher for $27. That is unlimited text and video recipes for free forever. And then you get a voucher of 30% of your pledge amount ready to spend in the future connected network of selected Italian food products on related pasta app e-commerce area. Okay. For $86, they'll throw in a t-shirt as well. $145, you get a hoodie to go along with. Play the video. Maybe you'll try to kind of get what's going on here. So you're seeing here, he's going through the app.
Oh my God.
Choose ingredients. You see the person's fingernails are painted in the color of the, but it's just computer generated. It's not actually painted that color.
This is so bad.
The pasta looks good. That's the only way to get text and video recipes of your pasta is if you back it on Kickstarter. Everyone else will be crying to be let in. And they have no idea. They have no idea how to combine garlic, pepper, what is that herb that they have there? What is that? Fresh, what is it?
Might be oregano.
That's what I was gonna say, but I didn't want to sound the fool. I mean, what am I gonna do? I got all this stuff here. Do I chop it up? Okay, I do chop it up. Okay, well, I don't cook it, right? I do cook it. Oh, fuck me.
So it's just video. This is just video recipes. This guy.
Well,
this person
it's
wants
text.
To make,
also,
huh?
It's text as well. Put it in the pot. Put the oil. Oh, that's where the oil goes.
In the pot. Don't put it on the floor.
Oh, God.
It says,
I was putting it on the floor and rubbing my ass in it like a dog. No wonder my pasta tasted like puttanesca. Mike, your ass poots.
Okay. All right. Stop this video. I don't want to hear this anymore.
Plus, we didn't pay, so we shouldn't know how to cook the pasta.
Postapp.app is this website, and I cannot stress how shitty this website looks.
Yeah.
Postapp.app. Looks like a goddamn Dr. Bronner's soap label. It looks like this. I mean, there's so much text on here.
I like the Dr. Bronner's label, but it's a design choice. I agree with you. $172 pledged of $3,500, 3 backers, 54 days to go. While we're talking about Italian food, Mike, I had this conversation with my supposed friends last night that I wanted to run by you and see if I can get your thoughts on this. Can you tell me what you think about it? I mean, these people are supposed to be my friends. And we have this conversation that's very upsetting to me personally. And I think very disrespectful.
Yeah.
Here's basically the gist of it. It's about pizza. Okay. Very similar to pasta. Okay. And My claim was that it would be impossible for a person of average intelligence or taste level, like not a super taster, but because there are people who have these basically super skills, you know, they have these powers yeah. where they can taste things beyond the normal realm of comprehension. Okay. But what I'm saying is an average person, no matter their level of familiarity with the big three chain pizza restaurants in this country, I do not believe that they would be able to distinguish in a blind taste test between the flavors of Pizza Hut, Papa John's, and Domino's. And my so-called friends on the Go Off Kings Twitch channel believe that they could, and in fact are emphatic that they could. And I just don't buy it. What do you think about this? Am I crazy?
Yeah, you're 1,000% crazy. They all taste the same. I mean, they all taste different.
Oh, and see, you don't even know.
Don't jump on. They all taste different. And you know they taste different. And I'm challenging you to a blind taste test. You're going to have to order three different pizzas from three different places. We're not going to do that. That's a lot of money. You're wasting everybody's
time. It's a lot of money. $16? Like, what could it possibly? This is my thing. I agree. Do they taste different? They do taste different. I think that they do. But the point is, blinded with no reference.
I could tell.
Because I think what people are conflating here is people think, oh, if you hand me a piece of pizza and say, this is from Papa John's, and then you hand me another piece of pizza and ask, is this different or is this the same? I could tell that it is different. Yeah, of course you could.
Yeah, you just don't think that people can ID it from taste alone.
Without the reference. Not having the reference is what's so key, right? Because... Right.
Did you ask Nick and Mitch about this? What are they saying?
I haven't asked them about this yet. I should ask them about this and see what they think.
That's a good question for them.
I feel like I know what Mitch would say. I think Mitch also believes that he has superpowers like everyone else does. But I think think Nick would probably agree with me on this. I think he's a level-headed individual who can listen to reason and science.
We're going to have to do this.
Here's the thing.
We're going to have to pull this.
It's an art. Look at this shit. Look on JSTOR. There's a great study about pizza, or about, not pizza rather, but soda pop. Between Pepsi and Coke.
JSTOR.
It's an academic.
I'm not looking on J. I don't know when. JSTOR sounds like a Japanese. You buy like Japanese candy from. I love that website.
Actually, I would love that you website as well. And I had the box come in for a few months, and now it's not anymore. And I actually miss it quite a bit because there was some great stuff in there. Some great sound. They like a lot of stuff that actually tastes like soda, but like
seaweed Kit Kat.
Yeah, I could do without most of that.
All
stuff.
Right, I guess.
But people can't tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke. If you take away the Pepsi and Coke branding, people cannot tell, and to a statistically significant degree, they cannot tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke, even though, to my mind, they're different.
I do not believe it. Pepsi is crisp, refreshing. It has that clean taste.
It's the fallibility of perception. This is a philosophical problem that we can't engage with because we trust our senses too much. Our senses are fallible. Eyewitness testimony is notoriously difficult to rely on because it is so fallible.
You're gonna fucking turn this, and you're gonna. We're talking about pizza. Let's stay focused. We're not talking about.
Well, I'm giving you an example. It doesn't work with pizza. It doesn't work with soda. It doesn't work with wine. People cannot tell the difference between red and white wine.
Red and white wine.
You can't.
Yeah,
you can't.
No. Red and white wine. Yes, you absolutely can.
Well,
tell the difference between. You've said this before.
World-renowned sommeliers cannot.
One of your most fucked opinions.
It's not
you can't
an opinion.
Tell the difference between a dry white wine and a cab.
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference between a red.
Yeah, that's right. Scientifically speaking, you can't. You cannot. It's proven in the data.
You're
you cannot do it.
I want to see that Japanese. Website.
Okay, it's you're getting stuck on the wrong aspect of it here, I think. Anyways, that's PostApp. We'll figure this out. There's got to be a way to do this that people will believe. But of course, I mean, it's just, frankly, it's just like QAnon. You know, I can show you the truth, and are you going to believe me? No.
Lead a horse to water, you know? I mean,
I think Facebook should take down the posts that say that you can distinguish different types of soda and pizza. I think Facebook should step in here, squash this stuff, because it's getting out of control. Yeah.
A lot of misinfo out there, you know.
Anyway, that's PostApp. Mike, what is your Oh my God, you have fucking two more. Can you shut up and get on with the show? You talk so much about your fucking crapola. What's the next one?
Go clamp phone holder headgear. Phone holder headgear for freehand communication capabilities. One of those ideas.
Yeah.
You can't really believe that is kind of real here.
Yeah.
This is something that fits over your head. And it has a camera mount on the front of it.
It does. That's correct, Mike. Well, phone mount. But they show it being used as a camera in most of the pictures, right? Which is almost actually not what I would have expected. I would have expected it to be like, what's the other version of this? The other version of this is like, it's like watching an 80-inch screen right in front of your face because it's so close to your face. I thought it would be like a viewing experience thing or like a chatting thing. But many of the diagrams here have people just looking through the camera at what they're doing. Is that because you're like
filming a video, or they're participating in a Zoom call with something strapped to their face, like a couple inches away from their face. It's got to be maybe that's what you want to do. I don't know, but the use cases for this are like shooting like tutorial things or like cooking videos or like things you need your hands for or whatever.
Also, if you're looking at the POST app, you could conceivably turn on POST app and then strap it to your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
This lady is at the Golden Gate Bridge here, and she's got this fucking thing on her head.
She's taking a video.
She's taking a video or like maybe a photo of the Golden Gate Bridge. But it's just like this is Google Glass. For like dummies or something.
That's interesting.
It's just strapping your phone to your head instead of
instead of the phone guts being inside of a glasses form factor. I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So this is actually a downgrade on the 10-year-old product that was such a failure that it was essentially.
I liked it so much. I thought it was cool. Did it look fucking absolutely stupid?
Yeah.
Yes.
It did.
Was it going to be used by the absolute worst people on earth?
Mm-hmm.
Also, yes.
True.
But was it a cool, kind of cool idea? Yeah, it was.
In a vacuum, as a pure piece of technology, Google Glass was cool the same way that Tesla is cool, right? And this is like the struggle I have the time.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can.
Divorce Tesla in your mind from the loser, psychotic owner. And from the actual reality of the production of the cars, which is that they're rushed pieces of shit with quality issues that would plague only the lowest end vehicles. And just say, is it cool that there are cars that are electric, that are powered by electricity, like they're just batteries only?
The smallest base idea.
Yeah. If you break it down like that, you can see like, oh, I can kind of see why someone would think of this initially. Yeah. And then, of course, go insane much later and become a menace to the earth.
The panic of like the Google Glass people is so funny to me. It's like, oh, this guy could be taking a photo of me or whatever. And it's like, I mean, don't want your picture taken. Don't be on the subway with your laptop out.
Shots fired.
Hey.
Oh boy.
Go clamp phone holder headgear. $2,739.
Where is that money coming from?
Hey.
Who's paying for this? Who's paying for this? I don't understand this.
Silly. Silly idea.
Honestly, just relieved to see. Go ahead.
Remember, do you ever rubber band the phone to your head as a kid and say, "Hey, I got this hands-free cell phone"? You ever do that when you had a cell phone?
No.
That was a funny thing to do. No.
I mean, putting rubber bands on
your
hair.
I had a lot of time on my hands to do stuff.
Yeah, but no phone.
Just these bits by my...
phone was up here, so you'd carry all that time.
Yeah. No, yeah.
No, I never did that. I was reading books, becoming educated. The Go Clamp phone holder headgear. I'm actually happy to see some headgear that's not mask related. You know, this is stupid, but at least it's not like a filter blowing air down into your mouth. You know, that's good just for a change of pace for me personally, but doesn't help anyone else. Mike, I got my last one here. It's called Keebus, which is healthy dog food cooking device. Okay, this is the world's first automated device that prepares healthy and tasty dog food.
Finally, man.
Yeah.
Keebus, the first smart device.
Oh, sorry. Before I keep playing this video, Mike, I wanted to warn you. Can you go ahead and tuck the cloth white napkin into the top of your neckline here? Because you are going to be drooling. Okay, once you...
I already was drooling. I saw the food in the thumbnail. I was like, oh my God. I've been eating a lot of dog food lately, and this crap sucks to eat. It tastes like shit.
Hard to chew, all that stuff. Yeah, so go ahead and roll your tongue back into your mouth like a cartoon wolf.
Healthy dog food automatically. We all love dog memes, but this is mucho más. Say goodbye to those old, rusty cans. Now you can treat your fur babies to the dishes they deserve using human-grade dehydrated dog food. With Keebus...
Music to Mike's ears right there.
...and natural diets in a much more convenient way. This is the Nespresso for dogs.
Oh.
You no longer need to worry about when to feed your dog. Set up Keebus to cook for them automatically so you can carry on with work or your daily routine while sticking to their feeding times with freshly made food served right under their noses. We know that your dog is so much more than an animal. They're part of the family, and they deserve the best, delicious, and nutritious food. Kibble and cans are heavily processed, so pet parents are moving to healthier solutions, such as cooking at home or frozen meals. These can be time-consuming.
Okay, so people are putting more effort into their dog food than I am, and I don't have a problem with that at all. I open up the bag, I try to get the nice bag of dog food. But am I cooking meals for my dog every day? I am not. I'm doing good to cook healthy meals for my family every day. And quite frankly, my dog is lower on the list of...
Your dog is not family. Ouch. He's going to hate to hear this. He's going to be crushed.
He is my pet.
Which one are you talking about?
The two of them are family and one of them is not. And I'm not going to say which one I'm going to... He's just going to have to figure it out on his own. He knows what he did. So that's okay. You know, you're one of the people who makes like a bunch of, what would you make? Like you're making a bunch of baked chicken at the beginning of the week. And then from there you're like, well, I guess I'll just feed this to my dog throughout the, I mean, that's fine. I think that's neat. I don't know what they're supposed to eat. Yeah,
that's cool if you can do it.
When one of them gets an upset stomach, I'll do the rice and chicken broth. Right? You do the rice and chicken broth thing to help their tummy settle. And that's, that feels like a reward, you know. It makes them feel good. I put the little thermometer in their mouth and the ice bag on their head, you know, and put them in bed. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a funny image.
It's funny. They have fun with it. They laugh. I got to laugh out of them
We know this is mostly theater, but we're enjoying it. I mean, the thermometer does serve a purpose, but
yeah. And
actually, you'd want to go up the ass because I am a dog.
And also, we are around you all day, and we know that you don't know what a dog's temperature is supposed to be. So what could you possibly be doing with the information? Is it 100? Is it 400? You know,
but we appreciate the bit, nevertheless.
Yeah, two of my dogs love bits. That's why they are part of the family, and the third one isn't. Yeah. This is Keebus. Okay, so. The way it works is you can program, it's programmable. It's a big, man, this is a big fucking appliance to sit on your floor.
It's like the size of your head.
Okay.
You pour the dehydrated food into one side of this thing, and then you pour water into the other side of this thing, and I guess it heats up the gruel that your dog eats.
And then it does it on a timer, and it slides the bowl out into the... eating area in a mechanism that I'm gonna say breaks on day one. I mean,
man, yeah,
because the way my dogs eat, it's just gonna be a bunch of slop getting in the gears, right? Isn't that just what happens right away?
Yeah. Maybe they planned for that. Maybe the tracks are on the bottom inside of the.
Oh, you think they got some Imagineers over there to figure out the way to get the bowl out?
I think they figured it out. This is from Japan. They make.
Okay,
all the stuff. Over
you're really
there,
on your Japanese cake. This is Barcelona. This is a Barcelona. This is a Spanish project. So,
oh, is it? It's gonna be crap. Yeah, it's gonna be crap.
Mike loves Japanese engineering. I gotta say, I'm here for it. This is pretty big. The capacity it says here is 1 week of automatic food. So that's about 4.5 pounds of food and 4 liters of water. So if you do the math there, you can see there's about 1 pound of food per 1 liter of water. And that makes sense, I guess, if you know what liters are. And I don't. I don't have a clue what that is. Of course, you can. It's smartphone connected. Of course it is. And the question is, where do you get the food? I'm actually not 100% sure on that. Because the project itself is for the device, right? So you get the bowl, you get the food bowl, the water bowl, the feeding mat, the device itself, which I guess is basically like a heater. You get the, and then of course the power source for wherever you are. Is there a thing that you can get? Is there a way to get dehydrated dog food, human grade, just like at the store or whatever? Like you just buy that?
Human grade dog food?
That's what it said on here.
I don't know about that.
That's what it's. This is what they said.
Did it say that?
Yeah, they said human.
Huh?
Like
what?
Like I guess maybe we wouldn't say human grade. We would say like safe for human consumption. I don't know.
I guess that is it. Is that a thing? Wow, that is a thing. So they give you a list of these places in the United States that have human grade dog.
Okay,
food.
They do. Okay, and you get access to the list if you.
Yeah.
Support now. Huh. Okay. I guess I believe that that's real.
I thought that I've gone to the pet store before, you know?
Yes.
And I thought that they had I think they have the dehydrated food over
they
there.
They have dehydrated food? Because I've seen I've seen like
just mix it with water.
I've seen like the chub pack of like sliceable, like pate, right? I've seen that. And I thought that was kind of impressive to have the refrigerator in the dog food store. I thought that was impressive and interesting. But I had not seen the bag of like dry carrots.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah, they got like dehydrated rabbit and stuff.
All right, I'm learning some stuff. I guess you can teach an old dog new food tricks.
Getting kind of hungry talking about all this dog food on here.
Oh, yeah, these dried carrots and rabbit is really starting to make me. Just kidding. I had some soup earlier, so I don't really care about anything. 27,000 pledged of $11,714, 129 backers, 26 days to go. That is the Kibus. They have made a lot of money on this, and it's not for me. Dogs are great. Dogs are great. I will not be maintaining 3 separate hot water appliances in my home to make sure that they get the proper mush level on a daily basis. But that's just that's me. And that's the Kibus. So
you don't love your dogs, and that's fine. It's fine to not love your
dogs. I think it is fine. I think it is fine. I think they're great guys. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're just hanging out. We're cohabitating. I don't know if we necessarily need to bring love into it.
Is what it is.
Hey, man, thanks for hanging out, is what I say to the dog.
Here.
Yeah, we're just here.
Yeah.
You're cool. You're cool. You're cool. Rock on.
Silent Majority Golf, pre-order the SMG golf ball to support free speech and open dialogue. Silent Majority Golf, the golf ball with a cause. And these are golf balls, JF, with SMG printed on them.
Okay.
Now, we have more that unites us than what divides us. This is what they believe here.
Ugh.
And we need all of us if we want to build a cohesive society moving forward. The extreme voices on both the left and the right. Hey, now this is interesting here.
Sit up
the
and listen to this.
Extreme voices on both the left and the right are not representative of what a majority of us believe. Come on, gang. Can't we all just get along? They don't actually say that, but
that's the idea.
You could imagine. The extreme polars, I mean, you get the point, you know. The idea for Silent Majority Golf actually started on the golf course.
No shit.
I'm out already. Okay? Come on now.
That is insane. How'd you put that together on the golf course of all places? What?
This guy says he's just an average citizen concerned about how divided we're becoming and wanting to do something positive about it. Eric. Eric from Seattle, Washington. As most golfers know, the real conversations today happen on the golf course. Whether it's about life, politics, culture, the golf course has always been the sanctuary where you can express your views and fear of being judged or ridiculed. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That is the stupidest thing that anyone has ever said. The golf course has always been the sanctuary where you can express your views without fear of being judged or ridiculed.
Awful.
Bearing my soul to my rich friends out on the golf course.
Wait a minute. You're telling me, hang on a second. That almost seems to imply that golf courses are these secluded sections of society for rich white guys to talk shit about everyone else?
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah.
What?
It seems, I don't believe that.
You're crazy. This is cool. They've got a nice chart here that says the silent majority, and it seems to represent approximately 97% of the population. The remaining 3% is split equally between social justice bullies and white supremacists, an equal split there.
And the other 10% is ice cold beer.
Oh, baby. Actually, the other 10% is donated to organizations that promote free speech, it says here, so that they can bring the conversations from the golf course into the public forum. So that's something to look forward to. Check out the public forum the next time you get a chance to see if these free speech organizations are real charities or if they are just total scammers promoting a right-wing ideology. For $100, you get 4 boxes of the golf balls, which is 4 dozen golf balls. Tell you what I like to do. Here's a nice hack on golf is instead of buying $2. Instead of buying $2 a ball worth of these fucking plastic hunks of shit that you're going to chuck into the fucking water anyways, go get the ones that have already been in the fucking water and they're in a big bucket in the idiot section of the pro shop. And drop about a quarter and get 12 of them and then just huck those motherfuckers all over the yard and leave. Who cares? Not my responsibility. I paid $30 to be here and that's all I'm going to spend. Kiss my ass. You pick up the shit, weirdo. That's my philosophy on golf.
Yeah. Do you like getting out there, hitting those links, getting on the back nine with your boy bearing your soul? You know, I have to be tied up and have my balls hit with a little mallet. That's fine. We're boys out here.
Right. No judgment. If we were, for instance, in the public forum, I would say, no, that's not, no, sir, I disagree with you.
Ouchie.
Yeah.
That actually sounds painful.
Oh, I would freaking,
on the golf course.
I think I'd call you a
me
Nazi.
In real life?
You like having your balls stepped on? You're a Nazi. This is the same to me. Fucking. Fucking smart asses. I hate these fucking guys. Shut up. You're not oppressed. You're playing golf. Shut up. But $2,400 of $5,000, 9 backers, 53 days to go for. I mean, do I even have to tell you? For people who really play golf, there is a difference in golf balls. Like for me, I just said that I get the waterlogged ones from the pro shop, and that's true. For a real golf player, are there differences between the shittiest golf balls and then the nice ones? I bet there probably are, because the density of the golf ball will affect where it goes. I mean, there's like real stuff to it here, but what do you know?
I can already hear the golf guys boringly trudging towards the computers, getting out the...
Yeah.
I mean, opening the roll top desk that they have.
Oh, don't
something.
Get their roll top desk. God damn. And that's so true. Of course, but again, Mike, you got to understand, these people are only having these tough conversations on the golf course, so probably they're not going to email, because they're waiting until they can get out there next Sunday with their boys at about 6 a.m. And anyway, what I was going to say is, I bet these are the absolute rock bottom, cheapest import golf balls they can fucking slap their stupid shit on.
Of course.
Losers. Anyway, I hope they don't get their money. I hope they don't get any money for the rest of their lives. Is my hope on that, because I'm one of the kooky leftist, what do they call it, social justice, but I'm one of those guys, which is the same as a Nazi guy. So anyways, Mike, that's the six pack. That's almost the show. But first, we have a little segment called That's Where You Come In.
Ooh, you're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-259-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 504 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail,
is the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
Okay, Mike, that's correct. It's time for That's Where You Come In. We've got a nice little message here. No, I didn't say massage. Keep your clothes on. I don't know. Okay. I can no longer hear you, so I'm assuming there's some good laughing going on over there.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
You were laughing your ass off. Was that right? Were you LMAOing?
I was laughing so hard. Okay, yeah, at what you said.
That's good.
I can't even remember what the hell you just said.
It was good. Hi, JF and Davey. This comes from Corey. I was zonked on the weed recently, and I was thinking about how it is weird a majority of people will go their entire lives and never see what their own assholes look like. Don't you find that odd? With smartphones now, it's easy to just pop a quick photo and take a look, or you could just spread cheeks in front of a mirror, but that's a pretty weird mental image. Anyways, have either of you ever seen your own asshole? Thanks for what you do, and stay sleazy. Corey, great question about my asshole. I'll start, Mike. I've seen my own fucking rosebud. I've seen my own shit down there. I don't make a habit of it, but there was a time where I was having a lot of issues with my butthole, and my problem, the only way I'll just describe the sensation if I can, because I don't have the medical terminology, the vocabulary to really explain what was going on. I felt like there was a tiny shard of glass stuck on the precipice of my butthole, and it seemed to be cutting me.
I don't like that. And Come on, man, with that stuff.
When I would shit and wipe my ass, I would feel the hurtiness of the asshole pain in my ass. You know? And I thought, one day, you know what? I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Pardon the pun. And
that's funny.
I got in the tub. And why was I in the tub? You know, just soothe my ass pain, obviously. So I'm in there and I'm trying, and this wasn't like a huge issue for a long time. It was just like every now and then I felt like my ass had hurt. So I'm like, did I fucking cut it with my fingernail or something? And I get in there and I spread my cheeks, and I grab the phone. Cause this is, as Corey points out, you got the smartphone. So you just grab the phone and you sort of have a choice. At a certain point you have a choice, and the choice is, do I just use the front-facing selfie camera to look at the image of the ass from this vantage point? Or do I actually snap the photo and risk not remembering to delete it from the camera roll, or risk Google Photos automatically uploading it into the cloud and fucking up my little digital photo frame that I keep in the kitchen?
Daddy's asshole.
Yeah.
Daddy's asshole.
So you kind of have to make that call. I believe I did end up taking the picture and then just zooming in on it and seeing if I could find anything wrong. Of course, there's nothing wrong, and it healed itself because the asshole is a self-cleaning oven. So I, you know, everything's fine now, and that was a while ago.
Yeah. Asshole is like Wolverine, heals itself over time. It becomes actually stronger.
Yeah, and it's like secretly in love with Jean Grey. And it's like, will they, won't they? You know, my asshole is.
Jean.
Okay.
Come back.
Okay, so in this episode, we have written an insurance commercial and a Rick and Morty episode. That's incredible.
I guess. Do they do that stuff?
Something like, like a butthole. Like they're watching cable. They do this show where they watch cable from space, and like there could be one show where it's like, this is, what if we were watching the channel of the show where it was like, what if there was a butthole in the X-Men?
Yeah.
You know.
That's pretty good. Get us on that show. If you're Rick or Morty, call us and we'll get us on your show so we can write and become millionaires.
It'd be really good. Anyways, have you ever seen your own asshole, Mike?
Yeah, I would see him every week when we record the show. Twice, actually. We do a bonus episode.
I'm your asshole in this. I'm yours. Not just, I'm your asshole. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever, dude.
All right.
Hey, Mike and JF. I've listened to episode 167 while I'm doing my work today, and I got really mad because you left a terrible pun on the table about the guy with the Christian shirts. You should have said, he's going to lose his shirt on that one. Thanks.
And if you have any jokes you'd like to punch up for YKS, just send us a line. Punch up the joke of YKS at yksmail.yks. Check it out.